John, chapter 9. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither has this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night comes when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spit, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay and said to him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He therefore went his way and washed and returned seeing. The neighbors therefore, and those who before had seen him that he was blind, said, Is not this he who sat and begged? Some said, This is he. Others said, He is like him. But he said, I am he. Therefore, they asked him, How were your eyes opened? He answered and said, A man who is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed, and I received sight. Then they said to him, Where is he? He said, I do not know. They brought him who was before blind to the Pharisees, and it was the Sabbath day, Saturday, when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then again the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight, and he said to them, He put clay upon my eyes, and I washed, and now I see. Therefore some of the Pharisees said, This man is not of God, because he does not keep the Sabbath, Saturday. Others said, How can a man who is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. They said to the blind man again, What do you say of him who has opened your eyes? He said, He is a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight until they called his parents who had received his sight. And they asked them, saying, Is this your son who you say was born blind? How then does he now see? His parents answered them and said, We know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but by what means he now sees, we do not know, or who has opened his eyes, we do not know. He is of age, ask him, he shall speak for himself. These words his parents spoke because they feared the Jews, because the Jews had agreed already that if any man confessed that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, his parents said, He is of age, ask him. Then again they called the man who was blind and said to him, Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, Whether he is a sinner or not, I do not know. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Then they sigh. D. To him again, What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? He answered them, I have told you already, and you did not listen. Why would you want to hear it again? Do you also want to be his disciples? Then they reviled, cursed him, and said, You are his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spoke to Moses. As for this fellow, we do not know where he is from. The man answered and said to them, Why, this is a marvelous thing that you do not know where he is from, and yet he has opened my eyes. Now we know that God does not hear sinners, but if any man is a worshiper of God and does his will, he hears him. Since the world began, it has not been heard of that any man opened the eyes of one who was born blind. If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. They answered and said to him, "You are altogether born in sins, and do you teach us?" And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said to him, "Do you believe on the Son of God?" He answered and said, "Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him?" And Jesus said to him, "You have both seen him, and it is he who talks with you." And he said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped him. And Jesus said, "For judgment I have come into this world, that those who do not see might see, and that those who see might be made blind." And some of the Pharisees who were with him heard these words and said to him, "Are we blind also?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you say, 'We see,' therefore your sin remains.